So I think Mrs. Routh was the head muck and bottle washer, if you like, of the dinner ladies. But they used to turn out some damn good food.
Can you remember what you used to eat?
My favourite, I think, was always shepherd's pie. And I've an idea, I can't remember, or whether it's because of Mavis over there. Baked beans seemed to come to mind. She loved baked beans. And I don't care for them, so I think it was probably because we had baked beans at school. But, yes, I mean, heavy-duty stuff, you know, steam pudding, bacon pudding, you know, roly-poly bacon and onion, that type of thing. Sweets, I think, semolina comes to mind, rice pudding, jam tart. They were this size tarts, you know, they used to make, 18 inches square sort of thing. But I don't think there was ever a meal where you didn't eat because you didn't like it. Nearly everything was.
And did you enjoy your school days?
Yes, I think I did. We had a bully. The Skates family, who used to live right opposite the Forester's Arms. Lovely family. Alice Skates' mum, Harry, old Harry Skates' husband, deaf as a post, little old man, half the size of her. They had one room down, a kitchen at the back, and I think one bedroom up. And they had John, Peter, or Dick, Michael and Harry, Mary, and the eldest, I think it was Betty Skates, was the eldest one. There were about six or seven of them. And everybody, you know Rosemary Turner,
yes,
she was great friends with the Skates, Mary Skates, so she was nearly... And everybody was always welcomed in there. And I have heard that they used to, I mean, the younger ones and the babies and that, because later on, Betty, when the German prisoners of war started turning up, I think she got involved, well, more than involved, because I think Betty finished up with twins. And, you know, you'd hear a baby start crying, and Alice, the mother, she'd go to a chest of drawers and pull a drawer out, and there'd be a baby or two in each drawer. But how they lived in there, what the sleeping arrangements were, God only knows, I don't know. But they were typical old family that help anybody, you know, invite anybody in. And I think we were out there playing stool ball or something, or doing something we shouldn't, and broke one of the little panes of glass in our front window, right alongside the front door. And I can remember after the war, and long after that, this pane of glass was still broken. It never repaired because it was handy, she said, for the cats to get in and out. Not only was a house full of people, a house full of cats as well.